Blog Talk Radio. How is it that you can, I can read stuff like this, but then when it comes time to read stuff like this, I put glasses on? Kind of sense does that make, huh? When you start getting old, man, everything start going the other way. You be like, what is going on? Only thing you can do is try to slow the process down. That's it. Hallelujah, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Good to see each and every last one of you here tonight. Of course, with Soundcasting on Facebook, I don't know all of them. I got these. Thank you, babe. Soundcasting on Facebook, multiple channels in the ministry by way of YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, which I think we've been on there.
It was 2011.
Oh, it was 11. I thought it was 15 years. Okay.
2011.
So 12 years. Every week, too, besides, you know, a few things. I know it's 52 weeks in a year, so I know we're on there at least 48, 49, or 50, somewhere along in there. Well, probably 50, for sure. All right, y'all know the drill. I'm coming in good. Give me that 10. If I'm coming in bad, give me that 1. And let me know. All right, so because it's important to be heard. That's how faith is increased today. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. Of course, you know, we have had some kind of week. With myself and the brother from Straightway Hood to Tennessee. Y'all notice that, that there's something unique going on in the ministry? Is that now a lot of people are starting to catch the spirit of the pastor. What I mean by that is that many of you are actually taking and making the time, putting forth the energy and the effort to actually go to other communities and put your hand to the plow. And while you're there, you're investing in your future. You're learning because you're going to teach your son. And, of course, you know, we got people out there that have been successful in the NFL and a few other endeavors in life, you know, lawyers and doctors and engineers and all that other stuff. And they all, it's amazing how when we get that call, none of it shines no more. Military people, it just none of it shines no more. Once y'all start dealing with our heart, we realize what is going on, the change is taking place, and that is the truth.
Yeah.
That Jesus, when he told us clearly way back then, he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And that is a humbling, an extremely humbling statement and experience. Because we all remember our condition. We all remember the way we were in mindset. And we realize that even when you come this way, that's just the beginning. Because you still have a mind that has to be transformed and renewed. All the time, daily. I don't know anybody has ever come here and has been at the level that we have been on. And I've been doing this for 30 years most of the time. Myself and people who have been doing this, living this walk for 20 years, believe it or not, we usually have to endure y'all.
Yeah.
We usually have to put up with y'all because y'all don't know shit, but you think you know every damn thing with the small and minute experience you've had in the world.
Yeah.
And like I said, wisdom is applied knowledge. And when you get wisdom from somebody that's older than you and you apply it, that lets me know you're not a fool. You are a fool if you think you got it all together and you go out there even after much counsel and you go out there and do what you think you're going to do, which you ain't going to end up doing. That's a fool. And some of you have been extreme fools. And some of you have been wise at a young age, extremely young age, and you're still wise. And, you know, I was thinking today in here when it's all said and done, the only thing that's ever going to matter in this world concerning eternity is what we did for the Most High.
True.
How we represented his kingdom. That's all that's going to matter.
True.
Can you imagine people going through life and having their career and just totally ignoring the Messiah in every aspect of their life. And when it's all said and done, people want to try to get in to the kingdom based on their perspective of them being what they call a good person. It's going to be an ugly day. So we had the privilege this time, and I told y'all, way before we even started this year, this Hebrew year, I told y'all this was going to be one busy year. And I tell you, some people say, he's just talking, man. People that's been with me for a while, they realize I just ain't talking when I be saying stuff. They realize, man, it sounds like he's talking, but when you've been around him enough, it usually happens the way it says. It usually does. If I tell y'all, there's going to be a lot of people cut off watch. Sure enough, it comes in like a whirlwind. You know what I mean? Because when you read the scriptures and we bring it up to today, nobody can be a man of y'all, right? Only you. Only you. I get it. But we're here, and we thank the Father for it. The Father gave us the strength and gave us the mic and the work ethic to be able to go to Straightway, Georgia. And we went down there, and there's the brothers right there, the brethren. And of course, there was a few that actually left there, but for the most part, especially when that sun come up, because there was no shaking. It was no shaking. We put on some serious work. And like I said, when you're following exactly the way I've laid this thing out after all these years, y'all do this and take this spirit to the next generation and then teach it to your sons, you wouldn't believe how much you can accomplish and how much you can get done and how much more lands. Y'all listen to me real close, okay? I've been talking to each one of my Ishas, and I will tell them straight up, listen, I say it is extremely important for men to have children, to have profitable children. Because with the way that this world is going, you've got the predator spirits out there with the homosexuals and everybody out there they're after our children because they cannot produce seed. If you're a lesbian, you can't bring forth no children. If you're a homosexual, you can't bring forth no children. So what do you got to do? You got to become predators and prey on our children. And pretty soon, the whole way this world going, the whole world is going to be homosexual and lesbian. And the only ones that's going to be left, that's going to be righteous, kind of like it was in the days of Lot, is us. Phew. We got to keep having children, and then in having these children, our children have got to be raised from their youth up to marry each other.
Yes.
And not only that, but we need to teach our young men their roles. So if hopefully they can go back later on and see these videos, what you were doing, and you can point to them and use them as a teaching tool.
Yes.
And then they would go out and continue to keep buying lands and spreading out this ministry of the Most High. And they will grow their families. And hopefully there's righteous leadership. And we'll know if it's righteous leadership because it's going to be somewhat overlapping. But it's hard trying to find people that ain't selfish and about themselves. It's extremely hard. So our children have got to be able to marry within our tribe. They can't marry from without. And if somebody decides to marry without, put them out. Because there's no way that spirit can come over here. That's like, you know, I talk to my Ishas, and I tell them straight up, listen, one day, if this thing plays out, I'm not going to be here. And hopefully I have things written up by then, but your wicked family is not going to come here for a refuge because they ain't got no place to stay. They ain't. I want to make sure of that. None of y'all family is going to come here and stay because the world is getting so bad and they ain't got a place to stay with their unregenerated mind, unrepentant, they ain't born again. And I know some of you so fond of your wicked family. I'm not fond of your family. And I'm going to make sure that all the elders have it entrenched in them. that they watch with an eagle eye. I want to send a shout out to Mother Jennifer and all the sisters down there who just work tirelessly to make sure they accommodate us. Man, they took care of us with lodging. They took care of us washing our clothes. They constantly had something in front of us to make sure that we were either hydrated or that we had something nutritious in us. From the smoothies, body armor lights, electrolytes, plenty of water. They fed us with just, I mean, I ate more food there that week than I have in 2 weeks. And because when you're working like that, you know, I really don't like eating like that, but I realize I've got to eat in order to maintain energy. You got to have them complex carbohydrates in your system in order to get it done. And the sisters there just did a beautiful job the way that the women are ordained to do. You saw a model there under the leadership of Ella Rupert, exactly how women ought to behave and how they ought to do. We see it. And, yeah, it's true. So when you go to Straightway, Georgia, you're basically seeing what's happening in Straightway, Tennessee, literally. Straightway, Georgia, and Straightway, Kentucky, I can say for sure. And Straightway, Indiana, I can say for sure that they actually do almost every single thing the way we do it, with exception of they have a little twist because where their geographical location is, they do things a little bit different than we do, but it's the same. And when I say a little bit different, I'm not talking about nothing extremely different at all. I'm not. And pretty much people are learning as they go. But, man, I tell you, it was an honor to be able to go down there and literally bust our rear end. I even had a few young men come up to me and said, you know, Pastor Dow, this is the first day in my life that I have ever worked. I was sitting there thinking, man, you don't sit up and let this old man put it on you, are you? I'd be ashamed if an old man is outworking me like that. When I was young, I said, I ain't going to let no old man outwork me, and they never did. Well, now I'm old, I'm saying, I ain't going to let no young man outwork me. You want to pay for it. You're going to know you've been there so you can have respect and honor for the labor that is going forth. It's called leading by example. And mind you, I got quite a few young men that they're doing everything to make my job a little bit easier. Like, for instance, they move the scaffold. They don't expect me to do that. They unload the trailers and stuff. They don't expect me to do that. They don't. But right now, I'm still needed when it comes to laying the blocks. We had to do us a couple of huddle up down there because that split phase block, boy, was that not strange?
Yes.
That was literally strange, man. But for the most part, man, everybody, there was not one complaint out there. Everybody was just working to come together in one mind, one heart, one soul, and one spirit to get the mission accomplished. And so Elder Rupert made sure that everything was there. Everything was accommodated for. Everything was there for us. And those sisters, man, they must have walked up and down that road, man. I think one sister walked like 11 miles in one day. So they got them little watches that got all the steps on it. They walk up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I know that they are exhausted. Now, I'm going to tell you what Straightway did. Myself, Teacher Shane, Brother J.C., Brother McNabb, Brother Brett, and Brother Scott. I'm going to tell you exactly what we did when we got home. We was at Cracker Barrel, and I looked at Brother Brett, Brother McNabb. I looked at Brother Brett first and said, so what are you going to do when you get home? He looked at me with a smile. I already knew. I said, y'all going fishing, ain't you? Yeah, if we can, go ahead and golf. You should have seen that big old fish. Man, you got a picture of that fish that Brother Brett, whoa, y'all look at that.
Ooh.
And we ate that thing, and they, whoo, them bad, that rock bass, that's good. And I think they won't come to caught one at 43 pounds. Uh-oh. What happened? I didn't get disconnected, did I? The screen just blinked. Am I still connected? Y'all got to let me know. If I ever get disconnected, give us about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
Give us about 15 minutes and we'll be back on. But I think that one is 43 pounds and the other one was 38 pounds. Is that right?
Inches.
Oh, 38 inches.
Yeah.
How big was that? How heavy that thing? 30 25
pounds?
25 pounds.
Yeah, the other one was
20. Oh, 25 and 20. So 43 inches, 38 inches, 20, 25 pounds and 20 pounds. Man, look at that fish, though. Look what 20 pounds look like compared to Brother Brent right there. Because I know the fish is closer to the picture than he is. He's a hell of a lot heavier than 20 pounds. But that damn thing, that's 25 pounds, man. I bet that thing dressed out at least 16 pounds of meat. They got plenty of meat, and we got, man, I'm telling you, that rock bass is good. What do you call it, a rock bass or a rock fish? I always call it rock fish.
Rock fish. Striper.
Striper. Man. We ate that today. Ooh, that meat was so white and so tender. Mother Lily was sitting there like, oh, my. Mother Lily was like, this is really good. This is really good. I think she know what good is. I mean, if you ain't 88 years old and don't know what good is, I don't know what you're living for then. So she knows what good is. And man, I bet it took about 20, 30 minutes to get that thing in.
Actually, the first one he caught, it hit right when it came to the bank.
Good. That makes it work. Makes it easy on you.
The second one was a little fight.
Yeah.
The big one was a fight.
That's all right, though. And see, that's the reason why they get to go fishing, because even if they don't catch anything for them, why is it blinking like that? Even if they don't catch anything, but maybe one or two times going out, eventually they're going to hit the jackpot real quick. And that's what men are supposed to be doing. You should be hunting. You should be fishing. You should be training. Yeah, you should. And if you old, you ain't never did. You need to be hunting. You need to be fishing. You need to be training. Uh-oh. Because you can't depend on a lot of this generation, these young folks, man, because you see they'll kick the trace. You get a spear on them. Off and running, they go. So, hey, as you as a man, the head of your house, you should know so much that you should be able to sustain your home if there wasn't no such thing as straightway. If there was no such thing as electricity. If there was no such thing as employment. That's the type of mindset you need to have. Modern day conveniences has corrupted us
as
a people. And it's made us soft. And we have no drive and self-determination to go out and learn anything. Imagine if you had to forge out a life for yourself and we didn't have everything we do today. Don't give me this crap of mess where we got it and stuff. But the day is coming that you're going to have to do without it. You're going to have to do without it. Imagine. We already know what Revelation 12 said. There was a place prepared for the woman in the what? Y'all don't understand what that means? Y'all don't get what that means? You don't understand that? That's the proven and tested ground to see if you're going to make it to the kingdom. What happened? They were so happy to get out of the wilderness, man. They were clapping to get out of Egypt. Man. And the one thing they didn't think on was this purging process, this journey, was a test to see if they're worthy to enter into the promised land. And out of that whole generation, only two was worthy. Just two. And we sitting up here acting like we got it all together. And that ain't us. Huh? We sitting up here acting like that. Oh, yeah, we would do fine. Let me tell you something. Most of you would be in trouble in this generation. Because remember in the wilderness, if we couldn't get any food, y'all would rain down manna.
Yes.
And it would let everybody have a portion. And don't you know, sure, as humanity is involved in anything, somebody had to test that boast with Yahweh. And it went out in defiance of his word anyway. Because they were so hungry because they couldn't control their appetite.
Mm.
Remember everything about everything. They remember against Moses, and the only thing they could remember was the leeks and the garlic and the onions, but they couldn't remember the bitter bondage. You think we any different? When I read that book, man, I'm sitting there looking right at us as a people. And this generation really messed it up. Because we ain't coming from hard bondage. We're not coming from bitter bondage. This screen is blinking all over the place. So anyway, we're not coming from bitter bondage. We're not coming from where we had to make bricks out of mud and straw, where we danced in the mud. And then our women would have to bring us water. And I promise you, none of them women wore no makeup and jewelry and all that mess then. Not out no desert. Mm-hmm. Huh? Getting the lashes of the Egyptians on our backs. Bitter bondage. Here we are driving air-conditioned automobiles, eating Ruffles potato chips, going to jobs, having easy, ain't got to build shit, ain't trying to learn how to build nothing.
True.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And we think that we're prepared to go into the wilderness? Mm-hmm. And some of you men, you ain't even trying to learn anything to lead your families. But if we say, let's sit down and then play some cards, or let's sit down and let's just talk about anything else. You all in for that. That's fellowship. You all in for that. Let's work up. Scattered to the four corners of the earth. Huh? Y'all should be trying to model yourself after King David. Let me see, David's first wife was Michal, right? Michal? Mm-hmm. Saul's daughter. Saul's daughter, right? Yes, sir. And then after that, he ended up getting his widow, Abigail. Is that right? He got Abigail, Nabal's wife. Mm-hmm. And then, them the two, then he went to Ziklag. Because those people came and sacked them and took their wives and stuff. They was peed off of that. Then he had one called Ananomi. And mind you, David was kind of a warrior back then and stuff. He was going to go and fight for his women and stuff. Today we'll be looking for civil authorities to do our job for us. We got a mindset that we are definitely have to die out to literally. Some of us understand what honor is. The majority of people in this world don't know what honor is. Some of us understand what integrity is. The majority of these people in the world don't understand or comprehend what integrity is. But I'm here to challenge you and to put you in remembrance at God's word what his expectation is. Because if we coming from this type of plus life right here, this easy life right here, and you think that because y'all got a place prepared for in the wilderness, how many of you can't murmur? No, let's be for real. How many of you can't murmur? How many of you have went 1 week and you didn't murmur? And the only way you could go 1 week without murmuring is if you was by yourself. And even today, you probably murmured about something. You think about it. That's the condition of our heart. And remember, there's nothing new under the sun. The thing that was, it shall be again. How many of you women can actually get in your place and stay in your place? Because if you do some of this mess with that mouth y'all got today and bring that shit out there in the wilderness, man, it's curtains for you. It's curtains for you, and it's just sad. It's sad. I was sitting there listening to the audio Bible about King Ahasuerus, and I listen to that account quite often because there's hardly any women in this generation that can meet. The majority of women, 98% of the women in this generation are Vashti. Yeah, including in the ministry, too. 98%. If you wouldn't say that in this area, there's some areas that you are arrogantly making mouths at with your husband. Mind you, you're supposed to be conformed to his image. Mind you, you are there to compliment him. Mind you, you're there to please him. That's what you're there to. You're there to serve him. You're there to obey him. You're there to submit to him. The same way that we do with Sodom, the same way that you're supposed to do with your husband. But no, you're going to express your displeasures, what you don't like, and all this other. Where do you find that at in the Holy Scripture? I know there was one woman. Go to Numbers 12 real quick. Before we get on. We already moving on. Let's go to Numbers 12 real quick, and let's just see. And this is the woman that was right there in the boat, watching everything to go on. She was a literal prophetess. She got the feeling herself. She got the feeling herself real good. And I'm telling you, if we think we're any different today, you're out of your mind. We ain't no different. When you read these scriptures, you should immerse yourself so much into this word that you put yourself in the situation as if you were literally there. And then you be honest with yourself, because the Most High God is going to be brutally honest with all of us. He's not going to grade on the curve. He's going to do it. He's going straight down the line, right down the line, the Most High will. Numbers 1 and 2, come on, read on.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses.
Now what happened is you had Miriam being the masculine part of it, and Aaron was the feminine part. Because we know as we go on in this account right here, Miriam is going, damn thing crashed. StreamYard crash. We may be up on Blog Talk Radio, but StreamYard literally crashed. Let me see if I can get it back on. Enter studio.
Stand by. All right, there he is. All right, you back on, Pastor.
All right, how's everybody doing online? Everybody 000. We must be pissing the devil off. We either got something going on.
All
right. It's back to 10.
All right. So, Miriam, just like the majority of women in this world today, including especially Israelite women. I'm telling you, Pastor Dowling fool by some of you that you're soft-spoken and you quiet when I come around, but you ain't like that all the time. Your spirit is just not like that, which is sad. Because the book says, there's not the book says that the woman of a meek and quiet spirit in the sight of Yahweh, it is a great price. Who wouldn't want to be striving for that great price? Who wouldn't? Who would not want to be striving for that great price? And most of you women, you can't be the woman that you are today because these men are afraid of you, and they won't leave. Men make the greatest mistake when they start caring about a woman's feelings and emotions over truth and words. That's your greatest mistake, man. And you need to just be a man and lead. Just lead. Even if you lead them to the desert, they're supposed to follow. You lead them to Africa, they're supposed to follow. And if they give you ultimatums, you don't have a wife. You don't have an Isha. You don't. Today, they will start throwing all this feminist, all bull, BS, and everything else. Read on, teach.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses.
And they spake against Moses. And notice, you can tell who's leading because Miriam's name is mentioned first. Huh? And mind you, Moses wrote that. It crashed again. What's really going on? That's that damn update y'all did. Y'all updated something, right?
Ain't update nothing.
He said y'all was going to update something.
It didn't show.
I think his internet connection is acting up.
Shoot, my internet's doing good.
All right,
over here,
he's
man.
Back. He's back. Let me ask
you. Did you cut off that thing?
I think that's... Your internet connection
passed.
Cut off that off. Is it still active? I didn't see it active.
I don't see it.
It ain't in the tray.
There it is right there. It's still on. All right. Now the whole damn computer done crashed.
Well,
Israel. Okay, you just go ahead and get on in.
Go ahead, Michael.
What, AC still running?
Oh. What you got, Michael? Say again, barely hear you. Yeah, we're on reboot. Yeah, give us a little bit. He said 15 minutes, so. Yes, usually.
15 minutes?
I said it could take up to 15 minutes.
Remember,
I just got finished saying that.
I'll let everybody know.
You know the spirit, you know. Just in case we crash, ain't you? Come on, computer. You come back on.
All right, y'all. They said the power went out, so it could be up. 15 minutes, so just stand by to reboot the computer, and they should be back on momentarily. We'll just throw the intro video back on, there you go. We'll watch this video. Put the sound on it, Umber.
Take away my blood, my tongue shall speak of your righteousness. Make me hear your joy, so my broken bones may rejoice.
Alright, shalom, shalom, beloved.
Alright, hopefully we back in here again. We'll see. That is part of computers, though. You don't ever know what's going to happen. All right, you can hear me. Y'all know the drill. Give it to me now. All right. So we're going to go ahead and pick up on verse 2. Glad we're back in here. Come on, Michael Israel. Let's get going, man. Take off the video.
Yeah, the video's off. You good to go.
Oh. Okay. That's a serious delay then. All right, so, starting verse 2 again. Mark about 12.
We finished.
Go ahead and finish. Start verse 1. Might as well start all over again.
Yes, sir. Might as well.
Miriam and Aaron spake against whom he had married.
So they spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. First of all, number one, Miriam, it is none of your damn business who Moses is married. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And that's one thing y'all men need to know. You're going to find out if you're the head of your house or not. You're going to find out real quick, fast, in a hurry. Women don't have your heart. The Constitution is not having the heart that you have. So, if they are already, first of all, how arrogant can you be to sit up and murmur against the man of Yah, who you know that he is talking to Yah face to face? That's pretty damn bold right there. And you know them. You know them, right? Why in the world he married one of a strange nation? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
And what everybody misses, remember over in the book of Acts, man, there was another Ethiopian unit. They was reading Yeshayahu,
yep.
and said, hey, I can't understand what the world is.
Yes.
Come on, man, somebody got to reveal this to me. This book is closed to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Letting you know that the law says that if a stranger comes to sojourn with you, they shall be as one is born in the land.
Yep.
See, everybody escapes all that stuff because we think we have some type of racial superiority or some crap like that. It ain't the way y'all judge. So no telling what they had in their mind. Either way they went, they didn't like Moses marrying his Ethiopian woman, and it's none of your damn business.
True.
When I got married to my Egyptians, I didn't ask either one of them, is it okay if I do this or not?
Mm.
What kind of man would I be if I'm looking for the approval of, number one, a subordinate?
True.
Are you following me?
Yes.
I didn't ask mother if I could marry Nelly. And I ain't asked Nelly if I could marry somebody. I ain't asked either one of them. And I'm not going to ask any one of them if I'm going to marry 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. You can believe that. But I ask them, am I good to them? So then, and mind you, I'm using me as an example because some of you know what I'm talking about. Boy, that chat room went frozen on that one, though, didn't it? Everybody had nothing to say then, do it. Men.
Huh?
Men or males? Read on.
For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has God spoken only to
him? See, now they question him. Now, that ain't no way in hell. That he could be sitting up here listening to Yahweh. Huh? There's no way that Moses alone is hearing from Yahweh. What did they say after that?
Has he not spoken but also by us? And y'all heard it?
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
How many people arrogantly do that? Let me just bring it up to modern day. Yah, has he indeed only spoken to us by Pastor Dow? Had he also spoken to us by us? How did you think every single one of y'all got here? I tell you all the time, you here not because y'all sent you for you to minister to me.
True.
He sent you here for you to get ministered to by me.
True.
I don't care how young or how old you are. That's amazing. And then they rise up.
Yes, sir.
Has he not also spoken to us? Yeah, one of these speaks to all these people.
Yes.
That doesn't change the position or place of Moshe.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then the Bible says, and Yahweh heard it. Okay, if he heard it, I wonder how y'all are going to respond on this one, since you have heard from him too as well. Come on. Come on.
Now the man Moses was very meek.
Guess who wrote that?
Moses.
Somebody take a guess who wrote that. And most of you today would say, oh, look how boastful and arrogant and proudful he is. See what I'm talking about?
That's true.
That's his generation.
That is
his generation. Come on.
Of all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
So he was very meek above all men which was on the face of man. That's on earth. Moses wrote that about himself. You can only imagine what would happen on social media today, boy, if Moses was here in America.
Yes.
If he was on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, take a chat, whatever the hell it is, I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Man, it would be off the chain, boy. Moses, he would get scolded, reprimanded.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
You know, I've been praying lately. You know what my prayer has been ever since I was in Georgia? Psalms 35.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all know what that means, read it tonight before you go to bed. I've been praying it like you wouldn't believe. Hey, y'all, look at all these people rising up and stuff.
Yes.
You want to show them.
Because
they don't believe I'm sent from you. I don't care if they do or not, but you want to show them. You want to intervene because these folks are arrogant. Isn't it amazing how when everybody came, they had a clear voice and clear guidance to get here. Then once you get here, all of a sudden you get a little bit of knowledge, you get puffed up, and all of a sudden, y'all spoke to us too. Imagine, I don't want to tell you, y'all speak to his people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it gives you the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
And Yah spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam. Come out, you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out.
Now, mind you, at this point, you don't know what the Father is getting ready to say, because he's calling all three of y'all out there. Moses already had great trembling in his presence, honor and respect for him. And everybody, I'm sure when they heard his voice, boy, they were like, whoa, boy, we're coming to what? The door of the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Man. Yeah, New Living Translation. I've been using it. We'll use that a little bit tonight, too. Brother Antonio Robinson, remember your leaders who have taught you the word of Yah. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of faith. That's why I tell people all the time, if you follow me as I follow Messiah, I know y'all going to be all right when my time is up.
Yes, sir.
I know you're going to be all right. I know you are.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud.
He comes.
And stood in the door of the tabernacle.
And he what?
And called Aaron and Miriam.
Mm.
They both came forth.
You mean Moses still sitting back there, but he called him forth? If I was Moses, boy, I'd be like this. Because
mm-hmm.
I'd be wondering, is he going to get me because I didn't rebuke him? You understand what I mean? But come on.
And he said, hear now my words. There be a prophet among you.
Is there be a what? A prophet among you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Hi-yah. Will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream.
I remember I met a couple of prophets over this time, right, that they say were prophets of Yah, and I said, how do you know you're a prophet of Yah? Well, he just put this word, he just got a new word. I said, really? That's how you know you're a prophet of Yah, huh? I said, okay. Then I'll say, have you ever read this before? And I want y'all to do your homework. You ever read this before? I said, this is how the Father said you know you're a prophet of Yah. Then the next time he comes, then they'll say, oh, because he got the answer now. Then you're a false prophet. You should have known. Huh? Come on.
My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house.
Y'all hear that word right there, right?
Yes, sir.
Miriam, you ain't the one that's been faithful in all my house. Aaron, you ain't the one that's been faithful in all my house. But Moshe, he has. He has been faithful in all mine house from the day I called him. The Most High is laying it to the line. Come on.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches.
Uh-uh.
And the similitude of Yah y'all. He behold.
He's going to be able to see the silhouette of y'all. Because y'all's a man. Huh? Y'all's a spirit. But anytime he comes in this particular earth, right here, he has a suit on.
Yes, sir.
Called flesh.
Yep.
A veil. Come on.
Wherefore then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Uh-oh. You mean tell me y'all's taking up for Moses? Y'all taking up for Moses.
Yes, sir.
Y'all better be careful, man. I'm telling you, y'all does take up for me whether y'all know it or not. He does. He literally does. And if he has mercy on you, it's because I've made petitions like Moses had. Some of you that had your mouth on me to make judgments on me, you ain't never repent. You just let time go by, chance go by. And then you wonder why your damn spirit is indifferent, and then you end up getting cut off. There's that old song, Somebody Praying. Somebody's praying. I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. You better hope somebody's praying for you. Read.
And the anger of Yah was kindled against them.
It was burning hot, heated against Miriam and Aaron. And he did what?
And he departed.
And he departed. Come on.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle.
Oh, he gone. Notice. You ever notice something about that conversation right there?
Okay.
Whenever the Most High speaks, there's only one way of communication.
Yes.
He is sending, we are receiving. And when he said what he said, that's it. On the day of judgment, it's going to be the same way.
Yes.
He going to be sending, we're receiving.
Yep.
No back talk. Ain't going to be none of this. Just his awesome presence alone is going to set things in order.
Yes.
There ain't going to be all this rebellion,
yes,
back talk, this rising up, this poking out them two hairs you got on your chest. Ain't none of that. It ain't going to happen with Moses. The Most High ain't playing that stuff.
Yes.
He said what he said. That's it. And what happened?
And behold, Miriam became leprous. White as snow.
What happened? Why did Aaron be leprous? I told you, because Miriam wanted to lead the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she know one got the judgment?
Come on.
Aaron sitting over here with his weak ass, letting a woman talk to him any old kind of damn way. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Follow them damn skirts.
Yes,
some of you men, you got to ask yourself a question. Why would you want to listen to a woman before you listen to a man?
Yes, sir.
You need to ask yourself that question. And she end up with lepers white as snow. In the story, Moses had to end up making petition for her. Y'all had to shut outside the gate 7 days. He still didn't remove the judgment. But if a father would have spit in her face, she would have been the same 7 days. Put her butt out. Moses is the one who prayed and made a petition. Moses, it's called, you know, y'all heard it from Christianity. It's called intercessory prayer.
Right.
He interceded.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all heard Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Just like y'all heard Job.
Yep.
When he prayed for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think he's going to change that thing. I'm telling you, make it this word down in you. Once you get this word in you, it'll guide your life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll guide every aspect of your life. If you get this word in you, it'll guide every aspect of your life. So what's the moral of this story? Women, shut up. The last thing you want to do is put your mouth on a man of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
That includes your lips.
Oh,
we have too many examples in scriptures for that.
Yes.
They supporting you, taking care of you, putting all that fat on your ass by going out making a work, a living. You better shut up.
Well,
all right. Now we're going to go ahead and run. We've been rolling.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all done lost the spirit or something?
Yeah.
Y'all look like y'all done seen a ghost. What the hell's going on in here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is everybody all right?
Yeah, all right.
Well, we got a treat. Geno Jennings is at it again. I'm going to show y'all tonight how this man is a worker of iniquity. And you know what I've got, right? I got his count making pleas and said, again, Pastor Dow, can't you just move on? You know Israelites going to talk like that. That's Christians that talk like that. Israelites going to talk like that because, you know, what that base is trying to do. Can't you got something to tap out? I mean, talk about, I'm out there thinking, why are y'all insulating this false-ass prophet, this false-ass pastor? He's already lost all the credibility, showing he's a damn coward. So why would you want to sit down and protect the damn lie? Is it that you don't want to hear truth no more? I've had people contact me, phone messages, letters, emails, a whole nine yards. I have burnt my baptism certificate from First Church. I destroyed my baptism certificate from First Church. Comment. He has no backbone if you don't take this debate. How do you sit there and be so prideful and arrogant and knock on that pulpit and say, hey, I'm right. And then when somebody challenges you, run like a chicken. All these comments, you can go read a lot of them. And all of his crowd, they never, ever address doctrine. Now we're talking, look at him drinking. I went over that too. This is calling, what beer is this one? Is this gross? You accuse me like you did Jesus. I'm a wine bibber. In this case, a beer bibber.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We go over to the law, too. Got me some nice little strong drink over here, too.
Oh, thank you. All time.
Let's take the edge off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? They'll talk about all that, and even in that, they can't even condemn me. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And never, ever addressed the truth that we told, exposing a lie that Geno Jennings is telling y'all.
That's true.
I know one thing, people getting set free.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth. But I'm going to show you how this man is a worker, literally a worker of iniquity. Now, keeping the commandments is vital in our life, is extremely vital.
Yes.
Now, one thing that he constantly, I didn't even realize, that man has all kinds of videos up there talking about the Sabbath. But you know what he does? He never addresses it. He talks about comparing the Old Testament from the New Testament. Anyway, I cannot do what he can do. I'm telling you, so let's go ahead and run the first clip right here. I'm going to turn this up in here, right? Y'all turn y'all speakers up and stuff. Y'all got to hear this.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to hear this because you cannot, you know what we were going to say, right? You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. I'm actually questioning if this man even got the Holy Spirit. Y'all, wait till y'all hear this. I'm talking to you, Israel, now listen. For all you people that are ignorant and unlearned, and don't let that be a disparaging comment and an insult to your character and nothing like that, because you are ignorant and unlearned, you don't know. Listen, when the book says study to show yourself approved, it ain't only just talking about reading the book, because it's translation. You've got to look behind the words that are presented to you in English from the original source,
yes, sir.
Hebrew or Greek.
Yes, sir.
And you've got to be able to not only just go on Strong's, but you need Brown Brown's Bridge. You need Young's. You need all kinds of you need concordances that are reliable. And if you can't get them that's reliable, then remember, the scriptures is its own dictionary. The prophets all agree. If something is said in one place and it seems different to somebody or other, then something's wrong.
Yes,
Jeremiah says, surely the businessmanship of the scribe is in vain. So y'all come on tonight and grab a hold of the skirt of one that is a Yehudi.
Hallelujah.
So we can teach you the message of God.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Well, what happened to the chat room? Why everybody going silent on me all the time? I hope that they're listening.
Yes, sir.
I hope that's what it is. All right. Come on, Michael. Let's go ahead and run the first clip. Watch it, y'all. Listen closely.
was unclean. The devil was in heaven. Sin was in heaven. Wickedness was in heaven. Stubbornness was in heaven.
That ain't the first clip. I want to deal with that last. Let's go with the first video I sent you. Let's go with the first one. Don't want me thrown off course. We're dealing with this Sabbath day.
Paul was perfect, then Paul would have been a liar.
Yeah.
Paul preached that Moses' law had fought. And he said if it was...
Did y'all hear that? He said that Paul preached that Moses' law had fought. Everybody make a note of that. Write that down. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said that Paul preached that Moses' law, not he called Moses' law, had fought. And teacher, why yet you go and get Hebrews chapter 8 and start, we're going to start verse 7, okay? That's what he said. See, this man continues to repeatedly lie scripture, twisting and warping and distorting the truth. So let's just see actually what scripture have to say. But before we do that, y'all remember that, right? Because we're going to address that. Play the video.
For this, it wouldn't be a reason for the second.
That's right.
Moses' law was only hanging. It wasn't hanging on the spirit. Moses' law hung on flesh.
Y'all hear all this, right? Now remember, he said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Y'all hear this, though?
Yes,
he said, what hanging on flesh? See, all this sounds good, especially when you're dumb as hell. But when you're uninformed and you tune in to the speech, you're like, what the?
Yeah.
Is this Antichrist talking?
Gotta be.
And most of y'all trying to defend this rhetoric. Calm your spirit and sit down and shut up for a moment and get saved. Literally. Let him go again.
The Bible said what the law could not do. What the law could not do. What, how much strength did Moses' law have, Paul? It was weak.
That's right.
Paul, through the flesh.
Right.
Here comes God sending his son in the likeness.
Sinful flesh.
Of sinful flesh.
Y'all heard the twist, right? Y'all heard the twist, right? In other words, this reminds me of some schizophrenic. What it is whatever pops up in his mind, he just quotes. He's not staying in context. He's not staying with the subject. Whatever comes up in his mind, he just starts quoting. It don't have a damn thing to do with the subject. Nothing. It is totally out of bounds. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
He is nothing. He just comes about, my son is Gaia, man. He can be on any, he's 2 years old. He can be on any wavelength or any frequency at any given time. And he's jumping around all over the place.
Yes, sir.
That's what this one is doing. Wow. Y'all hearing it?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing it out there online? I want y'all to get proactive in that tonight.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I want y'all to give a T for truth and an L for a lie. Play it some more.
Paul said he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law and may be manifest in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I ask him, do you?
So he quoted it right.
Yes.
That the righteousness of the law. He just put his foot in his mouth.
Yes.
Can you surgically remove this?
No.
He just got finished saying the law was weak. He didn't have no strength. And what is that?
Yes.
He said, y'all hear this? I'm like, whoa. Y'all wait till we get into this. Boy, we gonna rip your ass apart. We're gonna show you what rightly dividing the word of truth is.
Yeah. Sit down.
Isn't that right, William?
Yeah.
Boy, we gonna tear this up? Hey, look at all these people. They got their Bible. Ain't none of them open.
No,
Just shell them in. Yeah. Just every one of them, shell them in. Shell them in. Y'all see them. Just shell them in. Shell of males. Just males.
Play it on.
Burke, you say yes. I said, then don't tell me you're keeping the Sabbath like you did and Moses did. The spiritual Sabbath is bigger than the Old Testament Sabbath. There's more required of you now.
Anybody ever heard of a spiritual Sabbath? Y'all already here, right? You know it's going to get ugly tonight, right? It's going to get ugly. So hopefully for some of you people that are over here spying on our Liberty and First Church, listen, Pastor Dow and all the Israelites over here, we're hoping that y'all truly get redeemed. Because, I mean, myself and the elders have come to the conclusion that this man is an agent of Satan. He's a damn liar. He's a professor, twisting, warping, distorting, smooth-talking, forked tongue, buttermilk, backbone, nigga, bam, biscuit-eating liar. And you got all the other ignorant black folks sitting up in there like they hearing a word.
Spiritual
tips. Guarantee they can't turn to one scripture. They can't. From what he's saying, we'll be like, what in the world? Oh, no. There's no way we can sit in a service like that and let that run.
No, sir.
Let it play.
Out. There's more required of you. So when the gentleman told me he worked, I said, really? I said, according to the Bible, there was a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath. Just gathering sticks now. And the Lord says, put him in ward. Means put him in prison. Lock him up. Until it be determined what to do with him. Then a sentence came down from heaven upon a man, and all he did was gather wood.
That's right.
Gather sticks. The sentence was kill him.
That's right.
And it is written, all Israel stoned him to death. And think of it now. They're saying they're keeping it like Moses' law.
Uh-huh.
Everything in Jamaica that keeps the Sabbath the way they did in Moses' day, you will be dead. You will be dead a long time ago. I'll be just...
Not only would you be dead in Jamaica, but his ass would be dead.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and address some of this real quick, but y'all stay right there. We're going to get this, all right?
Yes, sir.
So the first thing he did was he said that Moses' law was weak. Is that right?
Yep.
It says that Paul preached it.
Moses
walked. Y'all see the reason why I had to get it right? Because we don't do a lot of video.
Yes, sir.
It's weak, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go see actually what they call scripture, what it says. So Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7.
For if that first covenant had been faultless.
So if the first covenant had been what?
Faultless
or blameless, is that right? Read on.
Then should no place have been sought for the second.
Notice, the covenant, right? Yes. Come on, the covenant, read on.
For finding fault with them.
Stop!
Come on.
He didn't find fault with the covenant.
Come on, man.
He said he found fault with
them.
He found fault with
them.
He found fault with
them.
Then he turns around and goes and quotes the prophet. How many times I told y'all that like 70% of your New Testament is a quotation from Scripture?
Yeah.
How much of a fool do you look like talking about Scripture is done away with? Or the law is done away with? How you look? So he found fault with the people. Nothing. Not no fault with the covenant. For finding fault with them, he said, read.
Behold, the days come.
Said who?
Says Yah.
What are you going to do.
When I will make a new covenant.
A new covenant with who?
With the house of Israel.
And the house of who?
And with the house of Judah.
No, with the house of holiness and the house of Christians.
Israel
and
Judah.
And Judah. He's still making a covenant with his people.
Yeah.
Everybody has got to be with Israel.
That's it.
Or your Houdini. Got to be. And when it's all said, oh, Israel shall be saved. That's why it's called the 12 tribes of
Israel.
There's no covenant for holiness, no covenant for Christians, no covenant for any other religion in the world.
Come on.
You don't make covenant. Y'all don't bargain with pagans.
Come on.
Why do you think you're spiritually retarded and you can't see this? The blind lead the blind. You won't fall into the ditch. And he's quoting Jeremiah 31:31 through 34.
Yep.
He's quoting it. Read on.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continue not in my covenant.
Again, nothing wrong with the covenant.
They.
It's talking about them. They turn around and try to attack a righteous, holy,
come on,
set apart, perfect, as if y'all make mistakes.
Ooh.
As if when he wrote it down on the finger, on the tables of stone with his own fingers, if he made a mistake.
Right.
How you gonna find fault when the covenant was actually delivered by the Most High himself?
That's good.
Y'all sound like man.
Come on, man.
He don't repent.
Come on, man.
I know you're going to read your scripture. Y'all repented of the evil. No, no. That's translation.
That's it. That's it.
You mean y'all had mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all relented.
That's it.
Of the judgment he was getting ready to pour out.
That's it.
But you're dealing with your English translations, and you don't look behind on these words. Therefore, you just like a bunch of these other fuck dancing Sambo Coon Negroes singing these Negro folklores and stuff just as dumb as hell. And you think your damn ship is going to come in. You are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you reject knowledge. That's what you're destroyed for. You look about solstice and being dumb on purpose. Solstice, being dumb on purpose. Read on.
And I regarded them not, say y'all.
Come on.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days.
Let's see if he changed it. Let's see if he repealed it. Let's see if he done away with it. But let's just see if he moved the covenant from something that was hard to something that was a little bit more pliable. That can be received. Read on.
I will put my laws into their mind.
Where?
In their mind.
He gonna put it in laws. And the reason why y'all bunch of lawless people at the First Church and Christianity and every other sun worshiping religion that is in the world because your laws ain't in his mind because you have been duped, deceived, mesmerized, run amok.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the believing. The rhetoric that the devil has spewed through this largest satanic religion that there is in this world.
Yes,
oh, it's done away with. You heard it so much.
Yep.
You have no regard for Yah's truth. Read.
And write them in their hearts. And I will be to them by Elohim, and they shall be to me a people.
So he found fault with the covenant or found fault with the people?
The people.
Then he said about one gathering of sticks on the Sabbath. He didn't say that, right?
He did.
Numbers 15. Verse 32. Let's just go and read and see what the scripture actually has to say. Read. 15:32.
While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't make a statement here rather than a question. Bless you, Pastor. Thank you for your offering. Now, let me go over here and read a couple of these real quick. Uh-oh. No, no, where'd Pastor go? Where'd he go? If any man among you seem to be religious and proud not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Where is it? Oh, all right, well, thank you, Pastor. Anyway. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath. Y'all ever notice that when you read the book, you read the scriptures, that it never says nothing about any institution, any commandment, any appeal, change of the law, whatsoever at all. Nothing ever speaks. There's no instruction to do first day or Sunday.
True.
Yet the majority of the churches in the United States of America, what do they do though? They gather on Sunday. So what's really going on then?
Mm-hmm.
Because we go, hold that for a second. We're going to come back to sticks. We go over to Genesis chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 2, listen very closely. Everybody always want to go back to the beginning on everything, don't they? You remember when it was perfect, when no sin in the world? They want to go back to the beginning of everything, so we're going back to the beginning. Because remember, we're talking about an unchanging Yah.
That's it.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I went up on the altar and changed anything that's going on in my lips. I'm Yahweh Elohim, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed yet. I'm Yahweh Elohim, therefore I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Not.
I don't change.
Mercy.
So anything that's presented to you that he's done change his mind, he wouldn't be Yah no more. He wouldn't be perfect.
Yeah.
That's what Yah is. He's not like us.
More.
We change our damn mind. We give up. Okay, I'm not going to do this. And we receive more knowledge. We receive more information. You know what? I got to change.
Yep.
I got to change.
Yep.
My heart was right for the time because it's all the information and knowledge I had. But now I've got greater information, being fallible and flawed.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to change.
Yes,
so don't sit up there and hold me to a standard that you can't meet.
Mm.
I said, don't sit up and hold me to a standard. You can't be because your eyes changing all the time.
Yep.
Ain't that right, man? Because
yep.
We're going on to perfection. We are not perfect like y'all. We're going on to perfection.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 2:1, Genesis 2:1, read.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
They were what?
Finished.
They were finished. Come on.
And all the host of them. And on the seventh day.
On the what day?
Seventh day.
On the what day?
Seventh day.
But the world would have you believe first day. Is it on the seventh day? Read.
Yah ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day.
Well, y'all don't need to rest. The Bible just said that he rested on the one day. On the one day. Read on.
From all his work which he had done.
Come on.
And Yah blessed the seventh day.
He blessed the what day?
Seventh day.
First day. Second day. Third day. Fourth day. Fifth day. Sixth day.
Seventh.
No day.
Seventh.
Y'all heard this stuff before, right? You pick your Sabbath.
Right.
If you was dumb, y'all getting this, right? Way over here in Genesis, he's talking about he blessed the seventh day. Hey, here go your holiness, Jennings. Sanctify, means set apart, holy.
Mm.
And he rested, Yah did, from all his work which he had created and made. Oh, well, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Numbers 15:32. See, over here, we're not going to do like Jesus do, jump around from scripture to scripture and then just give you half of a verse or one verse in order to try to glue together a wicked doctrine. We're going to read some passages in context.
good.
So you can get the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And they that found him gathered.
Verse 32 again.
And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they brought, and they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation.
Now we got to stop again. Because in Genesis, it says the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
In Numbers, it says Sabbath day. And if you leave it up to the minds of men, they're going to pick what day of the Sabbath is. So now we got to go to Exodus chapter 20, read verse 8 through 11, so we can define clearly what day is the Sabbath day. We got to do it. Because if not, they're going to point a finger, and they're going to start, see, they didn't say it, they didn't say it. No, we got to cover. Read.
Remember the Sabbath day.
Remember the Sabbath day. Come on.
To keep it holy.
That means to keep it sanctified, set apart. You know what holiness is, right? Come on.
6 days shall you labor.
Uh-huh.
And do all your work.
Come on, all your work. Wait. And I also heard Jesus later on say, he keeps the Sabbath every day. You a damn liar. You got 6 days to work. How the hell can you keep the Sabbath every day? You lie, man. There ain't no way. You got to work sometimes.
Yes.
You only got 7 days in a week. How the hell is the Sabbath every day? You lying devil.
Yes.
He said that right out of his own mouth. Reteach.
But the seventh day.
Now he says, but the what day?
Seventh day.
So now we have Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
And we have Sabbath. Now we know what day is the Sabbath day. Don't we know it?
Yes,
don't we know it now?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim.
The Creator. Your King J says the Lord thy God. Come on.
In it, you shall not do any work. You nor your son.
Now, wait a minute. If you are rested every damn day because every day is a Sabbath, Jennings, then you shouldn't be eating. Because if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. And the book just says, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Shabbat, the Sabbath of Yahweh and our Elohim. And then he gives you instruction. There's no instruction like that for the first day.
Come on.
Or every day. He's going to have you think he's more set apart or more holy than y'all.
Yes.
I don't believe that. I believe it's shit stink. Come on.
In it, you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter. Your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates.
Read on.
For 6 days.
Wait a minute. The commandment says 6 days you do what? For 6 days.
For 6 days shall make heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is.
And he did do that. That's the only way you're going to know that. You got to go back and read it. He did it all of Genesis chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
All of Genesis chapter 1. Even in the morning, first day creation. Even more in the second day creation. Even in the morning, third day creation. Even in the morning, fourth day creating. Even in the morning, fifth day creating. Even in the morning, sixth day creating.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets to Genesis chapter 2.
Right. Seventh day.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And rested the seventh day.
He rested the
seven.
The what day?
Seven.
Even now, you can't be that damn stupid. You can look on your secular calendar. They probably going to change that. Even they got it right. They would tell you that the 7 days at the end of the calendar.
Yep.
And then by secular knowledge, what does that say? It says Saturday, don't it? Turn it over there. They said, look at that. Saturday is the seventh day. Sunday is the first day.
Yeah.
How the hell you be on two different opposite sides of the spectrum and get it confused? That Sunday is not the Sabbath, and Sabbath ain't Sunday.
Come on.
This is nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
This is brutally stupid. Huh?
It is.
Finish reading that verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, y'all blessed the Sabbath day?
No, he blessed the first day.
Sabbath day?
No, he blessed the day that he told you that he blessed in Genesis. And he ain't changed his mind.
No,
okay.
Changed his mind.
Back to Numbers 15:34. And they put him inward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, the man shall surely be put to death. And they put him in ward, verse 34, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moshe, and Yah said to Moses. And the Creator said to Moshe, and the Eternal said to Moses, read,
the man shall be surely put to death.
What, they put him in prison? They want to inquire of the Most High what should be done to him? Look what happened. And then what happened?
All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the cap.
And you know the reason why? Because Yah's using this to show you how extremely important it is for a man to keep the commandment.
Yes, sir.
James said, if you offend at one point, you're guilty of them all.
Yes, sir.
So have your nine and do away with the Sabbath, you're guilty of every single one of them. I know that most of you ain't never heard the truth before in your life, but if you got the spirit of truth, he'll be dealing with you.
Absolutely so.
Read on, teach verse 36.
And all the congregation brought him without the cap.
And did what?
And stoned him with stones. And he died, as Yah commanded Moses.
Well. See, these commandment breakers, they don't comprehend the Sabbath because they don't keep the Sabbath. There's a preparation day for every single one of us, but there's none for them. That's why they can't comprehend it.
True.
We're going to answer all that so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the video real quick. Watch this.
Down to Montego Bay, go down to the beach and give me some stone that stone you right in your chest.
That's right.
Because according to the law, you couldn't work. That means you can't milk a cow, you can't get milk from a goat, you can't cut your field, you can't cook no food, you can't do no laundry, you can't fix your motorcycle, you can't work in your car. Because the law says no work. No work. You can't iron your clothes. You can't iron your children's clothes, because the law says no work.
That's right.
I had a preacher here last night. He asked me a question. He said, do you think only those that's in...
Now, this is called twisting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what he's doing, right? He's putting up on this. You can't do no work, because
mm-hmm.
the law says. The law is telling you how serious y'all commandments is.
Yes.
So let's go over here to Matthew, number 16, verses 11. We got to read this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're going to read all the way to verse 27. I told you, most of you are Christians out there, you first church people, what y'all been doing, I don't know why y'all carry these Bibles, because you ain't reading them. Because if you was reading them, you would call him on his bullshit. Numbers chapter 16, start at verse 11. And we're going to read verse 27. Watch this. Read, teacher.
Which cause both you and all your company are gathered together against Yah? And what is there that you murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up.
Exodus. I get numbers and it's in right. Exodus 16, verse 11. My bad, my fault. Take note, I'm ignorant and unlearned, but I've been with Jesus. I did correct you, though. Exodus 16, verse 11, read.
And Yah spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel.
See, he's big on his murmuring stuff. He can hear it. Come out.
Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim.
Now, why are we reading this, Pastor Dow? Because him in mockery of what the scripture says, trying to put you in bondage out there by saying you can't milk, you can't work, you can't drive, you can't do all this stuff, right? On the Sabbath day. That's what the law says. So the Most High God puts a test out there to give us an understanding, a comprehension about the Shabbat. Because it says, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. Listen, the day before the Sabbath is called a preparation day. That's a day when you do everything so that you can rest according to the commandment of Yah on the seventh day. You shouldn't have to do all that because you have already on that preparation day spent everything, put all the details together, got everything done, so you don't have to do no work on the seventh day. But he ain't going to tell you that. Because he don't keep the Sabbath. How can he have any life when he don't keep it? You don't know the law, you ain't got no light. You have religion. That's all you've got.
Yes, it's true.
There's no light, there's no understanding, there's no comprehending in you. All you have is religion. And your religion is not going to stand under the scrutiny of truth. Read, teach. What verse you at?
13.
Read.
And it came to pass that evening, the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew.
Now listen real close. Please promise me. Y'all type in three if y'all listening.
Three.
Listen real close if you're typing in. Type in three if you're listening. Type in three if you're listening. Listen real close. Because this is Yahweh our Elohim is doing the speaking. Come on.
And in the morning the dew lay around about the host.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel, they saw it, they said one to another, it's man. For they wist not what it was.
Hold on one second. All right, what's going on in the chat room, man? I asked him type three and ain't nothing going on. What's going on? I need to go back out and come back in. Yep, there it is. I need to go back out and come back in. All right, read on.
It is mine. Well, they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them,
and what did Moses say?
This is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat.
What this verse?
16.
Read.
16 now. This is the thing which Yah has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. An omer for every man.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Notice he says every man according to his what?
Eating.
You may get 50 things a man. 50 little round things about it. I may need 30. This guy may need 20. He said, gather according to every man as he what? Eat. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But what happens? Look at how meticulous and perfect Yah is, though. Read on.
An omer for every man. According to the number of your persons, take you every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less.
Some more, some less.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Everybody's appetite is different. Come on.
And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing. Come on. And he that gathered little had no lack.
Come on.
They gathered every man according to his eating.
Oh, it is right. Come on.
And Moses said, let no man leave a bit till the morning.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you got, you better eat. Don't leave it till the morning. No way. Read on, because watch what happens.
Come on.
Yeah. Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto Moses.
That ain't like Israel. Isn't that just like Israel? Custodial law, trying to give us instruction, but nah. We're going to do what the hell we want. We got food. We got manna from heaven. We got angels. But yeah. Isn't that like us? Y'all better say that's us. Y'all know it's us.
That's right.
Hard-headed, stubborn, stiff-necked, stout-hearted.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But some of them left a bit until the morning, and it bred worms and stank.
See that? You gather all this stuff the day, and you thought you were going to leave over in the morning to get breakfast. And when you went up to get to eat, it did nothing but do what? It did what?
Bread worms and stank.
Come out.
And Moses was wroth with them.
Moses upset.
Hallelujah.
In other words, what the hell y'all think y'all doing? Y'all think the Most High playing with y'all? Everything he do with us is a test.
Huh?
What are y'all doing?
Ooh.
What are y'all doing? Mind you, for 6 days. 5 days. 5 days. You could gather manna according to your eating.
Yes.
6 day, we're going to see it. Preparation. Read on.
And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the 6th day, they gathered twice as much bread.
A double portion.
A double portion.
Yeah. On the 6th, why on the 6th day would they gather twice as much when all the other 5 days you only allowed to gather just what you needed to eat? Somebody say Isaiah 8:20. Still a law unto the testimony.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why y'all dumb as hell. And don't know the Most High, y'all. That's why I call y'all workers of iniquity, workers of lawlessness.
Yeah.
You can be religious, speaking all the damn tongues you want to, pray all you want to, but if you are lawless, you will hear the words, you depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. So let somebody talk about hell. Jesus talk about hell a lot. He's leading y'all to eternal hell. He's literally leading y'all to an eternal hell in rebellion against the Most High God. And y'all sitting up there co-signing with y'all ignorant asses. Yeah, that's right. Laughing all your way to hell. Back to the manna. Verse 22 again, read.
And it came to pass that on the 6th day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for 1 man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses.
Read on.
And he said unto them, this is that which Yah has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto God.
Whoa. There was 6 days that was gathered. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Most High God, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think we got this down by now? So when did he change it? When did he repeal it? When did he do away with it? And give us Sunday on the 1st day. You lying-ass devils. When?
Never.
We talk about the unchanging Yah.
Come on.
That's consistent in his nature because he is perfect and upright.
Yes, he is.
See, they purposely want to keep you away from his law because they know all you're going to do is sit there and listen to man. Mm. And you ain't going to go back and study for yourself. You should thank the Father that all these people have been persecuted so we can get these scriptures in on here. So we can read for ourselves.
Yes,
and comprehend for ourselves. That way we can know a false preacher from a true preacher when we hear it, because we're not going to get everything. He still says that he got apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Yes.
He still says, obey them, have a room over you.
Yes,
sir. Says, commit yourself.
Yes, sir.
For they watch for your soul. There's a chain of command.
Yes, sir. Yes.
This make you sit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kino Jennings is a damn liar.
Yes,
he's an anti-Christ, anti-Messiah liar. Come on.
Make that which you will bake today, and see that you will see, and that which remains overlay up for you to be kept until the morning.
Come on.
And they laid it up until the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm therein.
Brian, she was thankful for your generous offering, man. Come on. And so they got a double portion on the sixth day.
Yes, sir.
And it laid over, but it didn't stink. But for the other 5 days, it turned the worm. It stank like hell. It spoiled.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't on the sixth day.
Come on, sir.
What's y'all trying to do? I'm trying to establish y'all how important it is for you to be obedient and how important it is for you to do what I tell you and prepare.
There it is. Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all got providers.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got strength.
Yes, sir. Come on. Hallelujah.
Y'all with Nisi.
Yeah, come on, chef. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. You know, when I start doing stuff, I really start getting pissed off, though. I have to hold my composure. I get pissed off, man, because I want to choke the shit out of people. These lying-ass people.
Yes, sir.
Lying on y'all. Just lying on y'all.
Yes, sir.
Twisting and warping and distorting like a damn devil you are.
Mm.
You and your lying-ass Williams. See, they parade around and masquerade around like they're reading the scripture. We're going to expose more about their asses and show you. And these are the people that say, Pastor, ain't that enough by now? Hell no, it ain't enough. I'm going to show you how much of a coward and a damn anti-Messiah and a lie and a damn devil he is. And then guess what? That means if he's that, that means you that. Read on.
Moses said, he said today, but today is the Sabbath unto Yah. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass.
That's good. You did good, man. So, then this buffoon said, on the Sabbath, and this is iconic buffoonery, too. So what's disturbing is all the people sitting there and co-signing and looking at it with that dumbass thousand-yard stare, like they do. Then he makes a statement. Old Testament Sabbath and New Testament Sabbath. What the hell is that? He don't change. Didn't you read over in Hebrews 13 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to set up there and change him when he's unchanged? Oh! If you'd be like, man, he wouldn't be perfect.
Come on.
Oh, you think I'm doing all this for my damn health? I'm doing this for eternal life.
Come on.
I can't find fault with y'all.
Yes,
and I'm not looking for fault with
him. Come on.
I already figured out that. I mean, I'm the one that needs repair.
Yes,
I'm all the time in here.
I
mean,
come on.
He gave me his perfect word.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You lying-ass people that misrepresent him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to Luke 4:16. Let's see what Jesus said. WWJD.
Good question.
WWJD. Good question. What would Jesus do? Y'all know I'm more pissed off than anything. No, I'm trying to keep my composure, though, while doing this.
Because
the more I read this, the more I want to go and choke every single one of them. I'm going to put my devil on.
Nehemiah.
Luke 4:16, reteach.
He came to Nazareth.
Talk about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Where he had been brought up.
Uh-huh.
And as his custom was.
His custom was like his tradition. That's what he did all the time. It was his custom. What did he do?
He went into the synagogue.
On the what day?
On the Sabbath day.
No, the first day.
Sabbath day.
Geno Jennings day.
Sabbath day.
First church day.
Sabbath day.
Lying asses. He went in on the Sabbath day. It was his custom. Yahshua. And he stood up for the reed. Is that right?
That's right.
Come on, Michael. Let's get back to the video again. This stuff gets more interesting.
Are sincere here in Jamaica? I said no. All these people that was here every night wasn't from First Church.
That's right.
No. No. Jamaica is full of hundreds of thousands of sincere people who's doing the best they can and would do better if somebody told them.
You know what that was, right? And you shall corrupt many by flattery. So I'm not going to tell you that you're doing right by Yah. You ain't.
Come on.
I'm not going to sit there and stroke you and rub you a bunch of sincere people. Yeah, a bunch of sincere people, but you're sincerely wrong. How in hell can you get on the right path and somebody say, you repented, turn from your wicked way? You off the path. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate. And do not be defied. And all you First Church cronies out there, find fault with this. Come on, come into the truth we're talking about. Can't do it though, can you? Because you're just as corrupt as him. All y'all bunch of them Judases. That's what y'all are. You're a bunch of Judases. You ain't got no truth that's in you.
Preach.
Play that video. Come on with it.
Hallelujah.
Well, y'all hear this rhetoric, right? this nonsense. Play a little bit more.
Amen.
Christ is the end of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Know what he said?
Yeah.
I heard is what he said. I know he's doing his quote in Romans 10,
mm-hmm.
verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what his dumb ass didn't do is look behind the word.
Come on.
Like we do.
Come on.
To define it from the original meaning rather than from the English version.
Break it down.
See, King James is a version.
Yes.
Of the scripture. Y'all hear this? We're going to get it. Let's play a little bit more. I'm going to let him hang himself good.
The law was a shadow of good things to come. Then the Sabbath was not the actual thing. It was pointing to a better Sabbath to come. Sabbath was just dress rehearsal to prepare you for the New Testament Sabbath. That's all that was.
That's right.
Just like when they offered up a lamb, a bullock, a heifer, a turtle dove to get rid of your sins. All that was an example that points you to what Jesus would do. He come along and offer up himself so you don't have to offer up no more lamb. You can run to Jesus now.
Yeah.
No more goats.
That's right.
You can run to Jesus now.
That's right.
So I asked him.
Time out, brother. We got to deal with this. So if the original Sabbath was done away with because Jesus is the Sabbath like he says, I know what he's doing. He's trying to quote Hebrews 4, trying to say he needs a rest, but we're going to get it, right? So the people who ate, who slept, who walked, who talked with Jesus, would they not know better what the law is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can we go to the New Testament and get this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Let me pull this up over here. Hey, where's my e-sword at over here? Acts chapter 13. Always the verse 44. Now this is after the death, the massacre, the burial,
mm-hmm.
impaled it,
yes.
and the resurrection
yes.
of Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody know about the commandments,
right.
the apostles did.
Yes.
Because the book of Acts says they continue steadfast
yes.
in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread in prayer.
Yes.
And they went from house to house to do it.
Yes.
Steadfast, unmovable.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Good point.
We good?
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 13, verse 41, read.
Behold, you despise us and wander.
And do what?
And perish.
You know.
Why work a work in your days and work, which you shall in no wise believe, though man declare it unto you.
That's what this man is doing today, working a work in your day. You can't even believe it. We're working it right now, even though I'm declaring it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 42.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue.
When the Yehudim were gone out of the synagogue, what happened?
The Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
Oh, they were keeping the Sabbath day?
Mm-hmm.
After the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, ain't nothing changed. Keep reading.
Yep.
Now, when the congregation was broken up,
come on.
Many of the Jews and religious proselytes
come on.
Followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them
persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yah.
Persuaded them to continue in the favor of Yah. We don't.
And the next Sabbath.
Oh, the next Sunday.
Sabbath day.
What did they do?
Came almost the whole city together.
You know just as well as I do that the Sabbath day is the seventh day.
Yes.
It ain't first day like his ass said. Is that right? Is that right?
That's right.
Let's go to Acts chapter 17. Start at verse 1. Read.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia.
Now mind you, this is after the death, burial, and the resurrection. Yahshua has been gone. He's up in glory.
Hallelujah.
Read on.
They came to Thessalonica. There was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was.
Oh, this is his manner.
Come on.
Mannerism?
Yeah.
Custom?
Yeah.
This is manner?
Yeah.
What he did all the time. Read on.
We entered to them. And 3 Sabbath days.
3 weeks. And when he was in his geographical location, 3 weeks. Read on.
Reasoned with them out of the scripture.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 18. I'm telling you, we can walk this thing down. We can walk it down. Start at verse 1 for context.
After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila. Born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them in Rome, for by their occupation they were tent makers.
So Paul is actually lodging with a bunch of tent makers.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath.
Every Thursday.
Sabbath.
Every Sunday.
Sabbath.
Y'all boogers are workers of iniquity over at First Church, man. Y'all literally workers of iniquity. Read on.
And persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
But what day?
Sabbath.
Let's go to Matthew 7:21. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling y'all, this Sabbath day is important.
Oh, yes.
I hope he gets to the part because he's going to try to use the law, talking about the Sabbath, and he don't even know that the Sabbath he's talking about is the Feast of Tabernacles. That's how dumb he is. And then he makes up this brand new rhetoric of a law of teaching. By trying to piece this scripture with this scripture to make up a damn new doctrine. What I call? Matthew 7:21. Read.
Not everyone that says this to me.
Now wait a minute. Is this red letter, right? It's gotta be important, right? Red letter. Not everyone that said to me, come on, teach.
Not everyone that said unto me, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Come on.
But he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Read on.
Many will say to me in that day.
Oh, there's going to be a whole bunch of people. Y'all know how many Christians going to say in them that day while they being lawless? See, because over in Shemot chapter 31, verses 15 through 18, it teaches you that this commandment is a test commandment to see if you're going to love him or not. We ain't hit that yet. That's why Yahshua himself said, many is going to say unto me in that day. We're going to read it. Many is going to say unto me that day. Man, I'm on script and I'm off script and I be on script and I'm off script.
I got you.
Many is going to say unto me in that day, Master, read on.
Master, have we not prophesied in your name?
Man, we were prophets, man. We called things and it came to pass. Come on.
And in your name have cast out devils.
Man, we cast out devils. Probably ain't much of that going on. But anyway.
And in your name, does it mean wonderful works?
Wonderful works, come on.
And then, what I profess unto them,
what is Jesus going to say?
I never knew you. Depart from me.
You what?
You that work iniquity.
So you look at workers of iniquity. If you look at iniquity, workers of iniquity, Greek number 458. And it says, violation of the law. wickedness, iniquity. But it changed it from Greek 459. You know what that says? Lawless. That is not subject to your Yehudim law.
Wow.
By implication, a Gentile.
Wow. Good.
Without law, lawless, transgressor, unlawful, wicked.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it. Go check me out. I dare you to check me out. See, most of you people are going to find out that Pastor Dow loves you a hell of a lot more than Genesis itself has.
Yeah.
At least I love you enough.
See,
against all opposition and time, enough to tell you the truth. Now, if you want to go to hell, listen to that damn bald-headed gasoline draw that, and I'm not making fun of bald-headed men because I'm going bald myself. That little damn pipsqueak of a dweeb.
Yes.
Lying ass. Am I right? Hell no, you're wrong.
That's right.
Now you see the reason why your damn preacher's a coward. Don't want to face me. He talked tough behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
But when a man come out and face him and challenge him, man, they be running like hell, man. They run. See, he don't want. He want to keep up the rhetoric and his little cronies going because he don't want y'all to actually truly hear the truth. Because
yeah.
When you hear the truth, it's going to mess up his money game. Now you're going to find out who's really truly cursed with a curse.
Preach!
Thank you, Brother Rambo.
Come on. Come on, Chef.
Y'all show Brother Rambo's comment there, man. Put Brother Rambo's comment up.
Here it is.
Where is it? You got that right. Paul would keep the Sabbath, man. He is a clown. He's a straight-up clown. Now who's cursed with a curse? He's cursed because he got great riches and he don't share. You cursed because your ass can't make your damn rent. Or your light bill. And the blind lead the blind, and both y'all going to the same damn ditch. You get over here because y'all so effeminate today, y'all get all peed off and pissed off because a man talks like a man. As soon as I say one word, if I say damn, y'all done lost y'all shit. It's gone. It's over with. It's over with. What the hell? Did you hear him?
I mean,
damn adolescence. That man don't mean no good for none of y'all.
Yes,
go to Psalm 59, verse 2. Jesus is only quoting what David wrote. That's all he did. When he talked about working of iniquity, he only quoted what Jesus wrote. Read.
Deliver me from the workers of iniquity.
Ooh.
And save me from blood.
Deliver me from the what?
Workers of iniquity.
Ooh, come on now.
Save me from bloody men.
He reads.
Well, no. They lie in wait for my soul.
You go always out of verse 12. Keep reading.
The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression or for my sin, O Yah. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me and behold. You therefore, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor.
You know what I'm saying? I'm asking Father right, don't be merciful to these people.
That's it.
These wicked-ass transgressors. You wicked-ass transgressors. You transgress law. You that work iniquity. Read on.
They return in evil. They make a noise like a dog. They go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips for
Who say they just hear?
Don't hear that? Got a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. You can't hang with his word, though. Can't hang with his truth.
Yes,
y'all know them that are his.
That's it.
Come on.
But you, y'all laugh at this. You shall have all the heathen in derision.
Come on.
Because of his strength will I wait upon you. Y'all is my defense.
Y'all's my what?
Yes.
Read on.
The Elohim of my mercy shall defend me.
Yes.
Y'all shall let me see my desire upon my enemy.
You know the reason why he do that, right?
Come on.
Because he just.
Yes.
All you people arrogantly make mouths at point fingers, make videos, disparage, point fingers, and then, I mean, I can take all this with me. But you're going to take my innocent and shine, and you're going to make them captives of the innocent.
Yeah.
I hope the day does happen. Tony was the name. I say I want to mention his name. Y'all know your name. Old day that does happen. When I get to wrap these damn rough ass hands around your damn pencil neck. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Read on, Zeke.
Slay them not. Let my people forget. Scatter them by your power. And bring them down on your shield. For their sin, for the sin of their mouth, and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride.
Right there.
And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath.
Mm.
Consume them.
Come on.
That they may not be.
Come on.
And let them know.
Come on.
And let them know that Yah rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth.
No, he don't rule in holiness. He don't rule in Christianity. He rules in
Jacob.
Y'all cold.
Come on, sir.
Israel!
Yeah!
Goodness gracious.
Let's bring this thing home. Isaiah 56, verse 1 through 8. And Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Did he not say that?
Yeah.
You get 1 John 5, 1. Come on with it, teach.
What says y'all? Keep you judgment and do justice.
Y'all hear this, Israel?
Yes, sir.
You keep judgment and you do justice. Remember, a righteous man do what?
Love.
Yes, sir. Straight up. You keep judgment.
Yes.
And do justice.
Mm-hmm.
For my salvation, come on, for my Yeshua.
My salvation is there to come. And my righteousness is to be revealed.
Come on, we watch this. Let's see who the blessed man is.
Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that lays hold upon it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting.
Keep the what?
Sabbath.
Keep the what?
Sabbath.
No, Sunday.
Sabbath.
Lying asses up there at First Church. I wonder what y'all people gonna do. Listen. Don't like the way I talk. I understand. Paul already called that. Galatians 4:16.
Yes, sir.
Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Paul even stated, I know I'm rude in speech, but yet not in knowledge. I know I'm rude in speech. But damn, y'all better get past that shit.
Yeah.
Yet not in knowledge. I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge.
Yeah.
And most of you who think I'm rude in speech, that's because you don't know me.
You
don't know me. You never broke bread with me.
Come on.
You never fellowship with me. You don't know me. You don't know me. I love y'all, speak with all my heart.
Come on.
I'm going to spend every damn thing I got and every breath, anything in this life for y'all, speak. You people are too busy. Don't you know that's a distraction of Satan when you sit there and nitpick?
Oh,
chef. Yeah, I don't like the way he said. You talking about tone?
Oh,
you can't be that damn weak.
Wow.
You do her not knowing the scripture nor the power of Yah. He clearly told you, I'm ruling this faith, yeah, not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he curses and he does. You get Get Nehemiah 13. Say what you want to teach. Verse 25, 26. Have you ever read the book of Nehemiah? Have you ever read the book of Nehemiah? Y'all be talking about cursing. You don't even know what the hell cursing is. Nehemiah does.
Yeah.
Read Nehemiah 13, 25, 26. Read.
And I contended with them and cursed them.
Nehemiah did what?
Cursed them.
He did what?
Cursed them.
Read on.
And smote certain of them.
He whooped their ass. He laid hands on them. Come on.
And plucked off their hair.
And he was so upset, he damn ripped the hair out of their damn scalp. Come on.
And made them swear by Yah.
And he took them by the back of the neck and said, now swear. That's brutal. First I cursed you and I whooped your ass. I grabbed you by the back of your neck. Now get on your knees and swear by Yah. Say what?
Say, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your son.
I can't imagine Jennings or Williams trying to do some shit like this, them damn weak-ass, noodle-ass, coward-ass, yelling, belly-ass cowards. They afraid they may break a damn fingernail with them damn penguin suits they wear. Come on.
Or for yourself. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet, among many nations, was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Elohim. And Yah,
read off.
And Yah made him king over all of Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin.
Y'all hear that? So let's put this cursing shit to rest. You don't know what the hell cursing is. Y'all, what y'all be calling cursing, you call modern-day Christian profanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just helped you out a little bit.
That's it.
When I tell you I ain't never cursed nobody, you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you call profane, y'all don't call profane.
Come on.
Go understand what that means. Then you're going to find out again that Pastor Dow is the best friend you ever had.
That's it.
At least I loved you enough to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on, teacher. Neil, where you at?
Isaiah 56,
read.
Into verse 2.
Verse 2, come on.
Keep his hands from doing any evil. Neither. Let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to Yah speak, saying, Yah.
So the son of the stranger that has joined himself to him. Come on.
Yah has utterly separated me from his people.
Read on.
Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a stranger. For thus saith Yah unto the eunuch, say, keep my Sabbath.
So keep Sundays.
Sabbath.
Come on, first day.
Sabbath.
Read on.
And choose the things that please me.
Oh, whoa.
There
you know what pleases y'all, right?
Come on, obedience. There it is.
It's better than sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
And a heart is better than a fat ram to obey.
Come on.
Y'all lawless ass people don't know what it means to obey.
Well, that's good. Come on.
You know what's crazy? They so damn arrogant. They really think that they're going to go in the kingdom before us. And we literally obey him and keep his commandments. Because they don't like the way we live, talk, and speak because we live as men. We live as men. We work hard as men. We fight as men. We train as men. We men. And you think with y'all soft-pelling and feminine asses, y'all can go to the kingdom before us? Oh, you out of your damn mind, man. You got another damn thing coming. If that's the case, we might as well count Abraham out.
Right.
We count David out. Gideon, you don't stand a chance. Don't stand a chance. If all my ancestors made it in with the type of character that they had, I know we going in.
Yes,
by the favor of Yahshua,
yes.
I know we going in. Y'all is used to the damn twisted-ass weak shit where y'all cater the damn skirts all y'all damn life. That's your problem.
Yes, sir.
And don't get me wrong. I love my sisters. And they know I do. I love them. I can show you videos of little bitty children just running up the pastor down. Like the little chickens does the mother hen.
We
love it on me. They can deserve it, but you can't.
Come on.
And they hear my voice every Sabbath.
Ooh.
come on, Sheriff.
Maybe we're going to be your judges.
True.
You all sitting up here religious with your damn wigs on. Brush your teeth and wash your damn behind. Please. Am I right? Damn it.
Come on.
This is the reason why the damn cowardly, all these damn lies of it, they don't want us in front of y'all because they don't want y'all ears to be introduced to this truth. They have made y'all a bunch of lawless people. And you're biting of it. Wait. We got to hit this. He did make a claim that Christ is the end of the law.
He did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go to Romans 10. Now, I mean, I know I ain't got you something reading and something else, right?
All right.
Let's go to Romans 10, man. And we're going to start at verse 4. It is right, right?
That's right.
Read verse 3, because we don't want to do just one scripture.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Read verse 3, 4, and 5. Read.
For they, being ignorant.
They being what?
Ignorant.
Informed.
Ignorant.
Intelligent.
Ignorant.
A graduate.
Ignorant.
Got a doctorate.
Ignorant.
Masters.
Ignorant.
Oh, they good to go.
Ignorant.
They know it all.
Ignorant.
No, you're stupid. You're dumb. You don't know nothing. You don't know it. They being ignorant, come on,
of Yah's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness.
Wait.
So the book says that thou righteousness
is everlasting. Y'all righteousness is everlasting, and this law is the truth. And they being ignorant of y'all righteousness, they went about to establish outside of y'all's law their own righteousness. In vain do you worship me. Preaching the traditions and the commandments of men. And full well you reject the commandments of Yah, that you may keep your own traditions. That's what y'all doing. Pastor Gino Jennings is a lying bastard.
Well, they gonna get me on that one too, huh?
They gonna cut me up on that one, boy. Damn brutish people. They gonna cut me up on that one, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, brother Reed.
Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yah. For Messiah is the end of the law.
Hold on. The word end.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Is Greek number 5056.
Yes, sir.
And that Greek word is telios.
Yes.
And it's defined out of a point or gold.
Gold.
So the Messiah is the gold of Allah. You understand, man? When you try to make a touchdown, that's a goal.
Yeah.
Try to make a field goal, that's a goal.
Yeah.
In other words, if you want to make it good, then aim between the
post.
Aim between the post. Come on.
Good.
There go your English translation.
University.
In rare form.
University.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
Somebody help y'all.
Okay.
Please help y'all. This damn Gino Jennings is a Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm.
He's a closet Catholic priest.
True.
What did we call before that? We had to finish up, though.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 56.
We're out here in 10 minutes, I promise you. Come on.
Then 1 John 5.
Can we read 1 John 5? We're going to read 1 John 5. Now, tonight, we done thought these scriptures so hard, both Old Testament and New Testament. You know, line up on line. Precept on precept. Here a little, bad a little. They only give y'all, they give a speck over here, they put tradition in.
Mm.
Y'all hear him up there? I don't know what they're looking at. He must be looking at the lights and stuff, because he ain't looking at nobody. Because you know they always looking up like this.
Yeah.
When I preach, I'm usually looking right at the people.
Oh,
you ever notice that? Yeah. Watch him. He's preaching like this. That damn demon up in his ass. They're all up in his damn fixture. Just up in there. When I'm talking to you, y'all notice me? Come on, man. I talk directly to Israel.
Yeah.
And I be looking for somebody with a contrary spirit so I can look right at it.
Same spirit.
Come on, bro, read.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Messiah is born of Yah. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten love him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Yah.
Woo!
When we love Yah and keep his commandments.
Y'all finish. Because y'all don't keep the commandments. I told you from the beginning, James says, if you offend in one point, you are guilty of them all. Now, finish up on this little history. First church is a Roman Catholic church. I'm going to prove it to you. Rome was entrenched and in place. Not only when the Messiah was here, but they was entrenched in place when Titus sacked the temple in 70 A.D. Y'all not going to know this just because I said it. If you want to square this, first of all, you need to go get your reliable first century document. Go get you the book of Josephus. Read reliable sources that not only told you about the lifestyle of the Israelites, but told you about who Jesus was, even though Josephus was a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
But y'all ain't going to do that. You're going to need, y'all going to believe thou Jennings, this lying-ass devil. After the sacking of the temple, which most of you don't even realize, that the so-called New Testament, it wasn't even written until like 50 to 90 years after the death of Messiah. When Emperor Constantine, a pagan sun worshiper, came into power in A.D. 313. He legalized the Christianity, because remember, Rome was a bunch of sun worshipers.
Yes. Yep.
And then what he's basically saying, Rome, Satan's religion, you know what? We can't beat these boogers. Let's just join.
Yep.
Let's just merge everything together. So he made the first Sunday keeping the law, his famous Sunday enforcement law of March A.D. 321, and it read as follows. This is what it says as follows. On the venerable day of the sun, this is what Constantine read. On the venerable day of the sun, let the magistrates and the people residing in the cities rest. On the what? Venerable day of the sun.
Yes.
And let all workshops be closed. On the what? Venerable day of the sun. According to Justinius 3.12.3, history of the Christian church. No, history of the what church?
Christian.
Oh, that's why we never call it a church. We call it the assembly.
Hallelujah.
The Sunday law was officially confirmed by the Roman papacy, the Council of Laodicea, in A.D. 364 decreed. Christians shall not Judaize and be idle on Saturday, but shall work on that day. This is their decree. You can look it all up. I have the proof right here. But the Lord's Day, you know I talked about that already. I told that up, right? They shall especially honor as being Christians. Shall I possibly do no work on that day? However, they are found Judaizing, they shall be shut out from Christ. History of the Councils of the Church, Edinburgh, 1876. Cardinal Gibbons, Faith of Our Fathers, the 92nd edition, page 89, freely admits. You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we, the Catholic Church, never sanctified. It's their sources. Which Jim has got y'all father, told y'all a bunch of glorified Catholics. Again, the Catholic Church, by virtue of divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. The Catholic Mirror, official publication of James Cardinal Gibbons, September 23rd, 1893. Protestants do not realize that they observe Sunday. They accept the authority of the spoken or the spokesperson of the church, the Pope. Our Sunday visitor, February 5th, 1950. Of course the Catholic Church admits that they changed the Saturday Sabbath to Sunday. Was her act. And the act is a mark of our ecclesiastical authority in religious things. H.F. Thomas, Chancellor of Carl Gibbons. The Catholic Church claims that the church is above the Bible. And this transference of Sabbath observance is proof of that fact. Catholic Record of London, Ontario, September the 1st, 1923. And mind you, we hit the tip of the iceberg. So who changed the Sabbath to Sunday? There can be no doubt that Christ and his disciples in the first century assembly kept Shabbat as a seven-day Sabbath. Saturday, or Friday night and nightfall, for what you call Saturday night and nightfall as the Sabbath. Yet today, most Christians professing world keep Sunday. The first day of the week and calling it the Sabbath. So who made this change? And how did it occur? It didn't come from Yahweh Elohim, who was perfect and upright. It did not come from any of his apostles who understood his will. Neither did it come from John, who had the revelation of the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. At the end of the book, it says in Revelation 22:14, blessed are they. Before I go there, let me go over it. Revelation 22:12. And behold, this is Yahshua said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs named Geno Jennings and sorcerers named Williams and whoremongers, all the people that's sitting up there as dismal, ignorant, stupid as hell in First Church, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and liveth a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. We hope we said something to stimulate thought here tonight. Just a little bit. And I hope that more than anything, I know we did, that I put my foot so far up in Geno Jennings' ass, you can't even surgically remove it. Lying bastard.
You know, I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass about none of the asses.
Amen. Very true.
You assholes can't address a damn thing concerning truth.
Come on.
Take issue with the doctrine.
That's it.
Because I just expose y'all, that damn lying-ass preacher. You damn anti-Messiah bitch. That means dog. Yeah, that's called righteous indignation because he's taking a lot of souls with
it.
Don't worry about it. Somebody from his camp is going to continue listening.
Yeah.
And they're going to be woke up at this.
Hallelujah. Yep.
So when you just get finished listening to this broadcast tonight, rewind this thing. Go back. Pick a time when you're not distracted by nothing. Wake up early in the morning. Go to bed early, wake up early. And listen with a critical ear. You heard what he had to say, you hear what I'm saying. And we even get to all his damn twists and warping and distorting. But this man is a damn liar.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bold-faced, fork-tongued, yellow-bellied serpent of a damn liar. And the truth ain't in it. He got your people mesmerized. Because he quote a scripture here, a scripture there, a scripture here. Hell, I can do that too and make a former damn doctor, but I fear y'all too much.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Y'all got a lot to go on. Y'all got anything? Y'all good? All right, with that said, Israel, we bless y'all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua the Hamashiach. Jesus the Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. to the standard time. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming. Too?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. You say, what do you mean?